State lawmakers added $30 million extra for schools across Alaska in their most recent budget, but Dunleavy erased those funds in a line item veto. In an April speech, he assured that those cuts in unrestricted general funds, or UGF, would be made up for by federal dollars.
There was a $30 million veto on UGF that we did, I did, regarding education. There's money in the CARES Act for education, for that replacement.
In Ketchikan's case, that meant nearly $600,000 gone from its budget. But district business manager Katie Parrott presented the school board with a budget built around the governor's promise that once the federal money hit, it would be a wash.
The problem, however, is that it truly is not the same amount. It's not matching that amount for a few reasons.
Those reasons include the fact that federal money has strings attached. There are things it can and cannot be spent on.
Obviously, anything that's directly related to the district's response to the COVID situation.
Parrott says that includes health-related expenses, deep cleaning school buildings, buying more cleaning supplies, you know, stuff like that. But soon, district officials across Alaska were coming to realize what it could be used for. Tech upgrades for distance learning was a popular theme.
But the big difference is we can't use it for core classroom requirements. We can only use it to respond to COVID-19.
That's Jim Anderson. He's chief financial officer for the Anchorage School District. He says his district had other plans for Anchorage's approximately $8 million share of the state funding.
Increase our classroom, potentially mental health supports, and other things. CARES Act comes with strings, like all grant money from the federal government.
And the relief money has to be shared with private schools as well. And strict record-keeping requirements only make matters worse, says Ketchikan's Katie Parrott. Not to mention that districts are paying for pandemic-related expenses with the same amount of money the legislature earmarked for regular school budgets.
You know, the COVID situation has actually increased our cost. It hasn't reduced our cost.
She says that means there will have to be cuts for things CARES Act funding can't cover, notably teacher salaries. But Parrott says the district will likely be able to avoid layoffs. They'll cut a couple of new positions that haven't been filled, reassign staff, and do some other budget wrangling. But Norm Wooten, head of the Association of Alaska School Boards, says there's a big question that really hasn't been answered yet.
It's not completely clear whether whether supplanting appropriated state funding is allowed under the CARES Act.
In fact, there's a section of the CARES Act that specifically prohibits states from using federal funds to reduce operating costs. In other words, states can't just cut their school budget and expect the feds to fill the gaps, which is what Alaska's governor seems to have tried to do. Within 3 weeks of Governor Dunleavy's vetoes, he fired off a letter to the Trump administration asking for leniency. Another section of the relief package allows exemptions for states that have, quote, experienced a precipitous decline in financial resources. In a letter to Education Secretary Betsy DeVos, he cites falling oil prices and the crumbling tourism season and the resulting hit to state revenue as justification for the cuts in state education funding. Back in Ketchikan, Katie Parrott lists these same factors for what worries her about future education funding.
I'm trying to be optimistic, but it's a concerning time. It's a little bit of a scary time.
It's unclear whether the feds will grant Alaska its waiver. Governor's office spokesperson Jeff Turner said Monday that the state is still waiting for an answer. In an email, Turner said that when Dunleavy explained his veto strategy to use federal money to backfill state cuts to schools last month, he was, quote, operating under information that it was an allowable use of CARES Act funds. But Turner acknowledges that federal guidance since then has clarified that that's not allowed. With additional reporting from Nat Herz in Anchorage, I'm Eric Stone in Ketchikan.